Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Stacy Randall. She's got we've decided, folks, we took a vote here. We're going to invite her back. She's doing a good job. She's an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur. She's a certified productivity and time efficiency coach. She's an expert in getting referrals, and Stacy, thanks again for hanging out with us. The new book you got a book proposal that's it's going to be out in about a year or so. You want to tell us a little bit about what it's about?
So it's actually all about not asking for referrals and how to generate them so that you don't have to ask. So the title is all tentative. You know, all that's going to be a little bit up to the publisher, but it's basically my working title is Stop Asking for Referrals. The final title will be determined.
So we expect to launch that on the show, by the way.
I would love that. Thank you.
So you work that out for us. Good. In a year from now. All right. So we're talking about referrals. And so Stacy says, of course, we blew right over cold calling. You folks, cold calling doesn't work anymore. And then she kind of blew out of the box the classic kind of referral getting where you ask for referrals. She said that's even passe now. And see, what you're reminding me of, Stacy, is people who this evolution that you're sort of describing in the referral process, the development of referrals as a professional discipline, you're reminding me of networking. Right. Remember, networking once was just you just hung out in places. It's, you know, if you went to the donut shop for a cup of coffee and a donut, you'd network while you were there. And then, you know, we have folks like Ivan Meisner created Business Network International and others where we started talking about professional networking, where you became it became a discipline. And so you're reminding me of that as you talk about this way of getting referrals. What do you think?
So, you know, I think that when I look at generating referrals without asking, and then that doesn't mean that you do nothing. There's actually work involved. I think it's just, you know, it is the evolution of probably how the buyer wants us to treat them in the same way it became with networking, right? We, you know, at the end of the day, we kind of wanted, if we're going to network, we wanted to show up and have it mean something. And so networking evolved into that. And I think referrals is evolving into that as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is how the buyer wants to be treated.
Right.
So let's treat them the way that they want to be treated.
It's their new, it's their evolving expectations, isn't it?
Exactly.
Isn't that the key to
meet them?
Isn't that the key to everything that we have right now?
Is
what are our customers' expectations today, and what will they be tomorrow?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you've got some thoughts, some one, two, threes on how to do a better job of getting referrals. Tell us about it.
So I always tell folks that, and this is what I help my students with who go through my online program or work with me one-on-one, if they want to generate referrals, there's a couple of basic steps you have to have in place to actually be able to generate referrals without asking. The first one is you have to know who's referring you now. I call it IDing the who. Who are the people who are your referral sources? Now, some people won't have any, and there's a different process you go through to build them. But if you know who's been referring you, that gives us a place to start. Once we know who's referring you, then we just need to make sure we're actually differentiating them in some way, shape, or form by levels or categories or something. And and there's a way that I teach it, but anything will really work. And the idea behind that is if someone who gives you 10 referrals in a year probably needs to be taken care of a little bit better than someone just gives you one or two, right?
Yeah, we need to love up those people.
Yeah, we need to love on them as much as we can, as much TLC as we can give them, right? So we need to know who, and then we need to be able to differentiate between them. Then I tell folks that step three is really where the magic happens, because we're going to create referral experiences. With an experience, the way I define it is just ongoing touch points that you do for your referral sources that is all about them, that, of course, you're comfortable doing, and that it keeps you top of mind. This is not keeping in touch. This is keeping top of mind, and there is a difference. So a card you send every month isn't going to cut it. Your newsletter you send over email every month isn't going to cut it. You really have to focus on the experience of what the other person, the referral source, will be receiving from you. And then we have to use the right referral seed language so that they understand why we're outreaching, but we're never asking for referrals, but we're always thanking for the referrals.
At what point in time is the law of reciprocity involved here? Giver's gain, as Ivan Meisner calls it, giver's gain. Not that you would. I mean, maybe you would give them referrals, but maybe you would just do something else. Not buy them a meal or send them a box of apples or whatever, but something that would be meaningful to them, something that would be comparable to them giving you a referral in your way. Maybe, you know, even if they're much more powerful than you, they're a customer, and they've got the power of binding and loosing over you and a lot of other people. But still, I mean, at what point in time is it? Do you think about that?
So, you know, the reality of it is I tell folks, I don't worry about that. I don't try to match what they've provided to me.
Right.
Because the truth is, Jim, I can never.
But isn't that a good way to get people to remember you? Is by remembering them.
Definitely by remembering them, but not feeling like, hey, because you sent me a referral that made me $50,000, I now have to figure out some gift I can.
Oh, no, no, I didn't mean that. I just meant something that would be professionally comparable. Again, you know, maybe you sent them something that you know they were dealing with that would help them work out a problem or something.
Yeah, so I talk about these platinum principles, and platinum principle number one is making it all about them. And
right.
To your point, what most people want is to be thanked and acknowledged for what they did, and that's about it.
Can they get
these
principles on your website?
They can, yes.
Give it to us quickly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.